Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the all-new MG HS plug-in hybrid. Petrol freedom plus up to 120 kilometers electric range. MG. Recharge your soul.
Well, Ruben Amorim has been sacked after just 14 months in charge at Man United. It follows yesterday's draw at Leeds United, which leaves them fifth in the Premier League table. Why is he gone? What now for the club? Well, sports journalist Daniel Hussey joins me to discuss all of this. Did this come as a surprise to you, Daniel?
In the context of the season, like the season wasn't going terribly. You mentioned United are just outside the top five, but it's a weird season in the sense that they're only 4 points above 14th. So analysing from a pure football perspective, it was sort of half coming for maybe weeks or months. But I think this has all happened in the last 3 or 4 days. He sat down, I think, with the director of football, Jason Wilcox, had a bit of a fiery meeting last Friday, took that himself into the press conference and basically started calling out the board. And you sense perhaps that bit of war of words was starting to affect what was going to happen. And then it came as a little bit of shock how quick it was done after the weekend, but a 1-1 draw against Leeds isn't a result to get sacked off. But like I said, there was a lot of stuff happening in the background.
Well, I see one of the sports agencies reporting that he has been sacked because of his emotional and inconsistent behaviour. So do you think that was the straw that broke the camel's back, that comment that he made about the board?
Yeah, and I think that meeting on Friday that they had was about transfer targets, and it's well documented Amorim likes playing a back three. Majority of managers play a back four, so You need different personnel, different players, and the board wanted to sort of go and bring some players that could do both, basically, and Ruben Amorim took that as, you're not backing me. Now the board will turn around and say, we backed him in the summer in terms of, I think, a net spend of £165 million. So it's not that the board hasn't backed him, but I think Amorim was looking for more from them. And they're looking at the results saying, we're not sure you're a guy for the medium or long term. So I think Amorim, if he played it better politically, could have stayed. Now, whether he wanted to, he seemed quite relieved walking and photographed walking earlier as a lot of ex-Manchester United managers. So the relationship had turned toxic for sure. And I think ultimately that's why he had to go.
Okay, so there was this real breakdown in confidence between him as head coach, as the manager, and the board. What about the fans? Did he still retain the majority support of the fans despite that win record of about, I think, 40%?
Yeah, like if you look at the results on the face of it here, like there's no way any Manchester United fan should want Amorim, but he is an excellent communicator. He, until the last few weeks anyway, he's basically stuck with the same system, trust the process. A lot of United fans were starting to lose faith. And again, it's not like results have been disastrous the last few weeks and months. It's more so the performances, like watching matches with Manchester United fans. There's just an air of frustration. It's quite boring football. And results haven't been good enough that you can play this type of football and survive. Do you know what I mean? You have to play a little bit more entertaining football. It just seemed too rigid in what he was trying to do. So I think the fan base is still split because a lot of them are blaming the board in terms of, you backed this manager, you knew he was going to be a back three coach. Why, after 14 months, have you decided to move on from it? So I think they're sort of in between the two. They know maybe Amorim was probably the wrong appointment, but it's like, if you're backing this guy, you've got to back him 100%. And over the last few weeks and months, it's been clear that United have been trying to push in a different direction, you know?
Looking forward now, they've appointed Darren Fletcher. He has taken interim charge and he'll be facing Burnley on Wednesday. What are the chances of that becoming a permanent move for him?
Yeah, I wouldn't rule it out. I think United, the board, will be looking at a couple of big names. I know Oliver Glasner has been heavily linked. He's currently managing Crystal Palace. Enzo Maresca, just sacked by Chelsea, is also in the frame there. Like, we've seen this before with Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. He took the job on an interim basis and ended up being manager for a long time and probably the most successful United manager post Alex Ferguson. So I think Darren Fletcher will see this as an opportunity, but I think ultimately United fans are probably looking for, well, again, a lot of them are torn. I was going to say looking for a big name, but they've done that with Jose Mourinho, with Louis van Gaal. They've done the up-and-coming manager with Amorim, the former player in Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. It feels like Manchester United have tried everything, and it's like, what is our next step? So I think the board, maybe rightly so, are going to give Fletcher the interim probably to the end of the season, although it wouldn't rule out appointment, but they will probably favour trying to sort this out in the summer. But it's just the ongoing saga of Manchester United. It feels like every single season or every second season we're talking about a manager sacked, but wasn't necessarily the manager's fault. There's a lot going on. But yeah, I would expect Fletcher to be in charge at the end of the season, but perhaps someone in bigger name for long term, you know.
So the sense I'm getting from you, Daniel, is there's no introspection on the board's part here, is there?
No. Like at the end of the day, like they're trying to find a long term. So they would have taken over from the Glazers and Ineos, and they've been trying to build a long term project, which is why Ruben Amorim was their guy. So it's almost like Amorim was brought in with the board, and now he's gone. The board are like, right, the eyes are on us. Let's try and deal with this as best we can. So they're going to try and hopefully Darren Fletcher picks up some results, gives them a chance to look at some long term replacements. But yeah, it's going to be an interesting few months, I would say, for the board. And the fans are not overly impressed with what's been going on there for the last few weeks and months. So,
well, at least they're in a slightly better position than poor Chelsea, who played last night without a manager, a game we were watching at home. But I know that's about to be resolved. What about the other managers, the high-profile managers within the Premier League, Thomas Frank and Arne Slot? Any further pressure on them? Do you think there'll be any more moves before the end of this season?
Yeah, well, there's been a couple of news reports about Arne Slot. I mean, obviously, he won the league with Liverpool last season, took over from Jurgen Klopp, and basically took the best of Klopp's system, put his own little stamp on it, and produced a phenomenal season. And it's almost like that was the high. This season, it just doesn't look like the same Liverpool team. There's obviously a lot of stuff going on off the pitch. Obviously, they lost Diogo Jota, so that's clearly impacted the players. But tactically, a lot of injuries, new signings haven't worked, so there is a lot of Liverpool fans losing patience with him tactically. And then Thomas Frank, I just don't think that's going to work at Tottenham. It feels like that's sooner rather than later. He just seems like he coached Brentford phenomenally, but he doesn't really seem to fit the style of play that Spurs fans want there. So I don't know. I feel over the next few weeks and months, we can see a lot of Premier League changes. And it is a bit of a roundabout with sackings. It feels like when one happens, another does as well. So I expect a few dominoes to fall over the next few weeks.
And we will be watching with bated breath here on The Hard Shoulder. Sports journalist Daniel Hussey, we will leave it there for now.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.